The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. You can create the content, submit what you want there to the front page, vote up what you like, and vote down what you don't. You can go and get interactive for free at freetalklive.com. Rich is not drunk, but has the hiccups tonight. Rich Paul with us, joining us. Hello, welcome.
It's true.
So, and Ian and Mark here, as usual, as well. Now, Rich, I don't know if you're getting any news whatsoever when you're in jail about the Silk Road case. I don't imagine that's front page news.
Nope. The union leader has not covered it, disappointingly.
I don't. Wouldn't be surprised to find out that most newspapers aren't covering the Silk Road. And while you're in jail, as you've been for the last few months on some civil disobedience, you might want to hit that cough button, by the way, when that
sorry about that.
I appreciate it. So when
the problem with hiccups is you don't know when they're coming.
Yeah,
like cough, you kind of feel, but a hiccup can catch you by surprise.
That's true. That's true. Good point. Well, anyway, the FBI, of course, went after the Silk Road. It's been about a year now that they shut down the Silk Road. It's sort of the infamous underground black market for the Internet, which was, of course, subsequently replaced by Silk Road 2.0. So, of course, it wasn't actually stopped. Yeah, it took about a month to relaunch the Silk Road. And in that period of time, there were other websites that started up as well that were imitating the Silk Road, that were competing with it, you know, trying to get the business that the Silk Road had lost. So they didn't stop the Silk Road. They didn't stop the drug trade online. They didn't stop the idea of underground black markets. And if anything, they only became more popular as a result of the crackdown on the Silk Road. But there were some human casualties that came out of this. They're not dead, but they are facing essentially the equivalent to death. They're facing the rest of their lives in prison. Decades of their lives will be spent in prison if they're found guilty. There were four men arrested. The first one was Ross Ulbricht, and he is accused of being Dread Pirate Roberts, who is the man alleged to be the operator, the creator of the Silk Road site. There were three others who were arrested as well. Later on, they aren't facing as serious of charges. Like Dread Pirate Roberts is facing, or the alleged Dread Pirate Roberts, Ross Ulbricht, is facing, he's facing the Kingpin charge, as they call it. The other guys aren't facing that. They're also accusing Ross Ulbricht of murder for hire, hiring people to take out some of the folks who might have at one point threatened his identity or threatened the website in some way. So he's facing some pretty severe charges. I think that the charges about murder are basically designed to make him look bad.
Undermine his support.
Yeah, they're just...
I want to know more about it. I mean, yeah. It will undermine my support seriously if I find out more about it, but I haven't found out. You know, there's just not that much information about it.
Well, the only information they have is what they claim they found on the server. The FBI got access to this hidden server that they claim they found without hacking. But that's sort of where this motion's going to. When we get a chance, we'll tell you more about what the motion to dismiss here in a moment. But they uncovered the location of this secret server, and they copied the information from the server, and they claim that he had, in private messages, hired a hitman, and the hitman was an undercover operative with the federal government.
Then why do they need, if he hired a hitman from the federal government, then why would they need the messages from the server when they would have the messages sent to the operative?
Well, probably he could have been using hacked, you can fake up a conversation on
right. The
client side. So it's better evidence to say, you know, we found this conversation on your server.
They could fake that, though, too.
They could fake that as well. It would be harder.
And the thing that was surprising about these murder for hire allegations is that, you know, Dread Pirate Roberts was known for being a liberty-minded person, that this guy had like a book club where he would recommend liberty-oriented authors to people to read. I mean, he was at the same time as running the world's most infamous open-air drug market on the internet. He was also, sort of preaching the ideas of liberty to people.
I'm no fool. I know that some people who believe in the ideas of liberty are still, bad people, and they'll make bad decisions.
But he wasn't.
The other thing is, though, you do have a right to use force to defend your property. And there were times when I was in the drug business that I had to use force to defend my property. It didn't go so far as to retaliate after a robbery by having anybody hurt or killed, but the argument can be made that if somebody rips you off and initiates force against you, you have the right to try and get your property back by force.
And that's kind of what I want to hear.
Gets hurt in the process. But, obviously that's not a statement that Dread Pirate Roberts could make if this is even that person, because that would be kind of a statement against penal injury. So the moral justification may exist but not be forthcoming, because it would entail too much confession.
And, if Ross Ulbricht is Dread Pirate Roberts, he's a fool for living in San Francisco when that just makes it so much easier for the United States government to get him. If they were able to if it's him and he just continued on life the way he did, living in San Francisco, assuming that he could never get caught because he, never made a mistake in setting up his, secret server and all that stuff.
It's unbelievable that that Dread Pirate Roberts, who supposedly was this brilliant technician, this IT guy who should have known his stuff, got busted in the way that Ross Ulbricht did. The other thing that was interesting in the indictment against him, which I read through last year, where they mentioned these murder-for-hire charges, This guy, the Silk Road site was based around Bitcoin. The person who made this site understood Bitcoin. They understood the value of Bitcoin as something that could be a potentially anonymous currency. Bitcoin by itself is not necessarily anonymous by default. You have to take some extra steps to more anonymize Bitcoin.
Coin washing and that sort of thing.
Yeah, right. And so this
so
guy
is that what they're saying, that he wasn't washing his coins as they were coming in?
Well, first of all, the coins are another thing. They did confiscate a whole lot of Bitcoin from Ross Ulbricht, allegedly, which certainly doesn't look good. But that's another issue. What I was going to point out was that in one of these supposed murder-for-hire plots, and there's supposed to be two or three of them, but in one of them, they claimed that he paid, at least one, maybe this is true in all of them, but they claimed that he paid the alleged hitman with a bank transfer. Now, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
But what if it's hard to find a Bitcoin hitman?
Well, yeah, it could well be that this is just somebody who was hired out of Soldier of Fortune, in which case they may not be Bitcoin hit.
Why would someone who knows about Bitcoin, who built an entire website around Bitcoin, why would someone be so sloppy to, and I'm not saying you should hire hitmen at all. I think it's a terrible idea. But
you shouldn't live in the United States if you're going to be Dread Pirate Roberts either.
Right. You shouldn't live in the United States if you're going to be Dread Pirate Roberts. And secondly, if you're going to hire a hitman, the last thing you want to do is do a bank transfer to the guy. I mean, that's just like, hey, yeah, here I am.
Well, yeah, and I would not have mixed the violence with the political activism, because it does make the movement look bad.
It definitely hurt the support that he received right out of the gate.
That's one of the reasons. I mean, I had a case where a pound of weed was stolen out of my house, and that's couple of thousand dollars, and I knew who did it, and I could have retaliated against that person. And the decision that I made is, regardless of whether or not it would be good business to do that, that it would be terrible politics if that somehow got traced back to me and they were able to say Free Stater hires hitman.
Yeah,
and I wasn't willing to do it for that reason.
It's not worth it to go after that. You're going to make that money back eventually. I mean, if you're doing, if you're selling enough product, it's only a matter of time before you're going to make that back anyway. Better to just cut that person off and cut off their associates and, be done with them.
And not grow too big, because the reality is that as you make yourself a bigger and bigger target, by gathering up more wealth, you're going to get more and more determined attackers who are more and more willing to use violence against you,
and
you will have to respond with violence. So staying small can be a good plan.
That's true, and while it's not okay what happened to you, Rich, in that instance, it's also not unpredictable to think that if you're dealing drugs out of your home, that eventually someone's going to come and rob you in your home because they know where you've got your stash.
And I just said, what the hell? Walmart loses 3% of its stock every year through shrink. And they just keep making
free
money.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here at 855-453. It's the Pro XPN toll-free line. Got the update on the Silk Road case still to come here tonight. 855-450-3733. If you care about online privacy. We were talking about privacy in real life earlier and, you know, pointing out that if you care about privacy, you have to take the steps to protect it. And that's true online as well. ProXPN can be one of those steps, and it should be. It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data. Right now, your internet service provider, they're probably snooping on what you're doing, probably logging all the websites you visit and all the search terms that you enter, maybe keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. You can stop that from happening. You just have to encrypt your internet connection, and ProXPN does that for you. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to download their software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices. You can even use ProXPN with Linux, though the setup process is a little bit different. It's actually pretty simple to get it working with Linux. ProXPN.com/FTL. Grab the software, get started for free, and then when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you can do that with our discount codes and get pretty sweet discounts off their annual account prices. So to get 50% off, use code FTL50. Or to save even more, you can pay for that annual account with Bitcoin and use this code, FTLBTC, and you'll save 62% off the price of the annual account there. So you get unlimited bandwidth with their premium account, servers around the world you can connect to, you can privately torrent with ProXPN, and get past regionally blocked websites. And get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and they don't keep records of your online habits at all. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget promo code FTL50 or FTLBTC to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Now, we're going to continue with the latest on the Silk Road, but first we've got Dave on the line in Montana via Skype. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, yo, Viva Cannabis. Mr. Four, welcome back, man. It's a shame here in America, after 80 years, people still got to go to jail for a plant that will feed you, clothe you, house you, make fuel, medicine, jobs, cures cancer. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah. Well, it gives me some hope that the most militarized government on Earth has declared war on an unarmed plant and is losing.
The only reason I think this plant is illegal because it's a gift from our creator for human beings, and our evil government don't want us to have nothing from the creator. They want us to turn our back on the earth and depend on them.
Well, and there's some clear reasons, I think, economically that they would want that. I mean, Big Brewing doesn't want you growing your own intoxicants in your backyard, and Big Pharma doesn't want you growing your own antidepressants in your backyard, you know, because it's very difficult for them to get a piece of that action.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Our Skype username, which Dave just availed himself of, is lrn.fm. That's lrn.fm on Skype.
I love the whole feed you, clothe you, make...
It's his catchphrase.
Yeah, it's great.
So Wired.com reporting on the latest on the Silk Road case, Silk Road, the underground, infamous black market. Ross Ulbricht facing the rest of his life in prison. His lawyers have been trying to get this case dismissed. That's what you do when you're waiting a trial date. You file motions to dismiss, and you try different approaches and getting this thing kicked out of court. Unfortunately, so far, both of their motions to dismiss have not been successful. And that's the latest news here, where their most recent motion has been denied. Lawyers for Ross Ulbricht have spent the last 2 months shifting the focus from their client charged with creating the billion-dollar drug market, the Silk Road, and putting it onto the potential illegality of the FBI's investigation. Now the judge in that case has spoken, and it's clear she intends to put Ulbricht on trial and not the FBI. In a 38-page ruling on Friday, Judge Catherine Forrest dismissed the defense's motion to suppress evidence that hinged on the argument that law enforcement had violated Ulbricht's Fourth Amendment right to privacy from unreasonable searches. Last week, Ulbricht's lawyers went so far as to contend the FBI had illegally hacked a Silk Road server in Iceland without a warrant to determine its location. But the judge's rejection of that argument comes down to what may be seen as a fateful technicality. She argues that even if the FBI did hack the Silk Road server, that Ulbricht hadn't sufficiently demonstrated that the server belonged to him, and thus can't claim that his privacy rights were violated by the FBI search.
So you can't
Oh, argue. And that's dangerous, too, to make that argument that, oh, yes, that belonged to me, because if you make that argument convincingly and if they make still the case get for the them, evidence
you're,
in,
you're convicted.
Then exactly. Yeah. So that's risky.
Yeah, but, you know, the Constitution is the Bill of Rights lays out rights for everyone. It doesn't lay out rights for citizens. It isn't specific in that way. There's certainly some it's been finessed over the centuries at this point. But the idea is that these are human rights, not citizen rights. And I think that it seems reasonable to me that you could argue that, hey, look, they violated someone's privacy rights by how they went about this. So how can they use the evidence that they used to convict someone?
Well, you see, that's a funny thing, is as the defendant, your privacy rights are protected, but somebody else's might not be. For example, if I leave a bag of weed with my name on it in my friend's house, and they search his house without a warrant, they couldn't use that as evidence against him, but they might be able to use it as evidence against me because it wasn't my property rights that were violated. Mm-hmm. And this is kind of a hole. And this becomes important when you talk about records that are held by your ISP. Because that stuff is held by a third party and they're not violating their Fourth Amendment rights, then you might not have any Fourth Amendment rights
right.
in that property. And that's kind of a weird loophole in the law.
Yeah, it's a very dangerous thing, in my opinion. Also, once he's found guilty, can't you then retroactively make the argument that they that they hacked in violation of his privacy rights once the court has decided that he was guilty? Now the court has ruled that these were, in fact, this is in fact your server, so therefore, because you weren't willing to claim it, we can do whatever we want. It makes their argument
seems slippery.
Seems
like at that point you might put in another motion that says, okay, now you've determined that it's mine, so I return with my Fourth Amendment objections, and the judge might then find, well, we found that it's yours, and therefore it was your Fourth Amendment rights that were violated, therefore we can't use it.
The other argument that, I don't know if the judge addresses this, but the other argument that the feds used, because we read the article about their response to this motion to dismiss, the feds were arguing that, even if we did hack into the server, it was illegal because the server is not located in the United States. That was also one of their arguments. So.
Well, if Ross Ulbricht is the Dread Pirate Roberts, he's a fool for having been in the United States. Well, I'd have been someplace where it would have been very difficult to extradite me. At the very least, I would have been outside of the country.
I don't know that you can – I think that's probably too wide a statement because, I mean, you can say that his appetite for risk was not the same as yours, but, you know, he may well have went in. I mean, I used to have an open sign on my door, and,
selling
that was a huge risk, and I was also a political activist, but I knew the risk I was taking.
We'll come back with more here in moments. 855, 453, the judge has more to say in her 38-page motion. We'll give you some more from the summary from Wired.com in moments. Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and that number is brought to you by ProXPN. You can also join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Don't forget to join us online and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Our site is free, unlike a lot of those talk radio websites where they want to charge you. I bet you we give you more for free than they'll charge you for. Go and see for yourself over at freetalklive.com. We'll get back into the Silk Road here in moments. The latest on the case with the judge dismissing the defense's most recent motion to dismiss. The judge denying, I guess, would be the proper term for that, as my motion to reconsider was also denied recently in court, and I'll be going to be sentenced myself here in a couple of days. First, let's go to Brian. He's calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live via Skype. Hello, Brian.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Hello. You're
sounds
on the air.
Sounds like we have a lot to deal with in terms of the rule of law. The viewers, I don't think really kind of understand if they're just tuning in for the first time, why there's a violence associated with the black market. And it kind of goes into question why the fundamental property rights are allowed to be seized by a special granted group during the quote-unquote war on drugs. I believe there was a constitutional amendment that needed to be passed for an inanimate object to be seized without due process of law. Of course, talking about alcohol and the prohibition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, ironically, we call that the prohibition. But our prohibition today is exponentially much worse than it was back when we were just preventing alcohol from being seized.
That's right.
Why... And so I kind of wanted to get into the question, but now that you guys have kind of had your own taste of dealing with, I'm sorry, I'm not sure who said it, but they said they had $2,000 of weed stolen from their house. Now, if $2,000 worth of diamonds was stolen from your house and you know who did it, isn't there a process of arbitration to where you can bring it to a third party and make yourself whole again? I believe that these are called the court systems.
If that right? person had been an agorist who is part of our community in New Hampshire, I could almost certainly have gotten him shunned out of the community if I could make a good case that he had done that, because people wouldn't want to do business with him. But in the black market, people tolerate a lot of criminality and they tolerate a lot of violence, and they've gotten used to it because they don't have agorist protection agency.
And you can't go to the police if you're a drug dealer and demand
guy just stole a pound of weed from me.
Yeah.
Let me get your name and address.
That would be not something you want to report to the police.
Right.
So there are limits to what you can do, and people mistake black markets for free markets, and that's not necessarily the case. I mean, I had at least half a dozen violent incidents when I was in business where I had to defend myself against someone who wasn't an anarchist and wasn't an agorist and wasn't going to play by our non-initiation of force rules, and
right.
you just stay alive however you can.
Yeah, and the point is, the black market itself doesn't. You don't have the protection of openly transacting in a fair marketplace where you can transmit information openly. Because if you try to,
well, that's how it used to be.
Because he did steal from you, right? That just that information can criminalize you.
No, that's how it used to be, though.
Behaving in a moral fashion.
The Silk Road has changed that, though. I mean, what you're saying,
but it has, and I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah.
Bring it back to for people that don't understand. It's just the lack of the ability to arbitrate disputes in a peaceful manner. It forces you to be able to basically create your own arbitration force within yourself. Basically, it becomes the power of, can you force yourself to protect your property over the other outside forces? And that's the only way you can honestly maintain.
Well, your right. Property. It's either escalate violence between two different factions in the black market, or let it slide and try to disconnect from those people as much as possible.
Neither party's fault. That's the only fault that is by the essence of the existence of a drug enforcement agency, which is openly, it says its goal is to steal your property. It's not to bring justice. It's not to solve murders. It's only the only cause of this drug enforcement agency, by its very existence, forces any of these inanimate objects under their jurisdiction to be cause of violence.
It makes murder more likely and violence more likely. Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453, but I want to focus on how the Silk Road fixed that problem, or helped really solve that problem. Mm-hmm. It hasn't solved it entirely, but what it did do was it did make it so you could call someone out publicly. You don't know who the person is, but you know who their username is. And on the Silk Road, every username has ratings attached to them. So even though the Silk Road is anonymous, this is part of the brilliance of the Silk Road. So even though the Silk Road is an anonymous system where no one of the transaction participants knows who the other is, there's still accountability, because each individual wants to have a good rating so they can continue doing business on the Silk Road. And if somebody scams another person, there's an open form. Not only can you leave feedback on the seller's profile.
They have a rating.
They have a rating on the site.
Like eBay.
There's also a forum as well, where not only can you leave feedback on the site, but you can go to the Silk Road forums and you can create a whole thread. There may already be a thread about that seller. You can look up that seller and see long descriptions of people's experience experiences with that person and, you know, what allegedly happened, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, that person can also come in to try to defend themselves as well. And there is an arbitration process on Silk Road where someone will dispute a transaction. They'll say, mm-hmm. hey, I didn't receive this product and I'm not, you know, I'm not going to claim I did receive this. So therefore the person who sent it does not get the payout. And so there's actually a mediation process on the Silk Road involving Silk Road administrators that can kind of step in.
Did Silk Road escrow the Bitcoin during the transaction?
They did. Yes. Yeah. Okay. The old Silk Road did escrow. Now, that's where the buyer says, okay, I've shipped this product, and the seller, in order to get the shipment, has to put money into escrow. So the buyer puts money into escrow. The seller then ships the product out. And the money doesn't go to the seller until the buyer says, I got the product. And then they release the money from the escrow. Unfortunately, or some would argue fortunately, Silk Road 2.0 doesn't do escrow. I think it's a bad thing that they don't do it personally because I think it made people feel more safe.
Without the escrow, there is the opportunity. Once, as you build up your reputation, that reputation is an asset, and you can choose to liquidate that asset because you've got this good reputation. Mm-hmm. Well, you can do a certain number of bad transactions and liquidate that reputation. And it's not tied to your real world persona in any way, you can take the money and run at one point. It's just there's a limit to how long you can do that before you get called out and people stop doing business.
And that has happened, obviously. There are scam artists who've gone on the Silk Road, and it's something that people still have to be cautious about. But at the very least, nobody's getting robbed. Nobody's getting a gun put to their head.
But there's plenty of scam artists in the drug industry, too.
Yeah, but if you lose money on the Silk Road, you're not having a gun put to your head or a knife to your back. Yeah.
Which drives down price and drives up quality.
Right,
and this is another aspect of the Silk Road, is that if you, you know, you get sold baking soda as cocaine or, you know, bleaches, I don't know, vodka, I have no idea. But if you get sold something that's not what it is and is dangerous for you, you give feedback, assuming you're alive, you can give feedback to the seller, and then people are like, whoa, I don't want to go to the guy. Right. And so that, consider that prescription drugs manufactured by major drug companies, as they are administered, cause more deaths in this country than drug overdoses. Illegal drug overdoses. Consider that first, and then second, that was before the Silk Road came along. Now the Silk Road is making it even safer.
Yeah, well, the heroin-addicted teacher at Keene High School who died of a fentanyl overdose actually thought she was buying an illegal drug and instead ended up with a legal drug that killed her.
Mm. We'll come back with more. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You're listening to Free Talk Live. We have just enough time for your call. If you get it in right now, you can also join us via Skype. Skype username here is lrn.fm.
Hey, guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
Khalid lives in Gaza. He makes his living as a taxi driver. The engine in his old beater blew up. Now, he makes good money driving people in his cab, but he couldn't afford the $1,300 for a new engine. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the engine, and he's back on the road. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference. One cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Remain here, but enough time for you if you dial in now at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. They're completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier today. It's $5 a month, and that's money that we invest into Free Talk Live. We use that to get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with Free Talk Live, and also expand our satellite footprint around the globe. So go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. And it makes a big difference for us. Plus, you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only forum, and the AMP-only Facebook group. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Nick is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great. Death by medicine. According to this guy, John Rappaport, have you ever heard of him?
I've heard the name.
NoMoreFakeNews.com is his website. I've heard many of his interviews. Anyway, he cited Dr. Barbara Starfield, whom I think is out of Harvard, a clinician and a professor in. She calculated that annually in this country, at least 110,000 Americans die from properly prescribed, administered pharmaceutical chemicals.
Yep.
That's my term. Okay, and then there's a Dr. Carolyn Dean, DEAN, Carolyn Dean, MD. She has a website by her name, CarolynDeanMD.com. She has a book, Death by Modern Medicine, and she's a former editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. So when she left that position, because her position afforded her access to unpublished data, she sought to get published in this country her book, Death by Modern Medicine. Well, didn't you know no publisher would come near it? So she had to go to Canada and go through a law firm publisher to get it published. But Death by Modern Medicine is absolutely stellar intel for people to become armed. Yeah, they don't want anything. I mean, well, they've demonized cannabis for so long. I remember the first time I saw this, Barry McCaffrey. This was on Free Speech.
That's the former drug czar, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
And at this time, this is like 12 years ago, when I saw the documentary Hemp and the Rule of Law, it was just bizarre. The guy is making these speeches about hemp is marijuana. He had this mantra, hemp is marijuana. And then
it's ridiculous.
They brought in all these scientists and doctors who said, well, wait a minute. We know people who have thought that very thing, you know, and tried to smoke hemp and got so deathly sick they would not go near it. And, of course, there's essentially no THC in hemp. But nevertheless, they got to demonize everything that's good, because it appears to me there's this secret cabal comprised of the petrochemical, pharmaceutical establishment, and now we see the military warfare establishment, carrying on its skullduggery. So they demonize everything good, and the only way, this is kind of my crusade, especially to Mark, because there's this guy, I'm going to quickly, if you'll permit me to, quickly, Bill Faust. He's got a documentary entitled Man on the Land, Executor, Advocate, Revocate. And then there's another guy, Dean Clifford from Canada. And what they do is they show how in the matrix of the statutory legal system, there's something called the record of live birth. And the record of live birth actually establishes us in that system as the executor beneficiary with full power.
Yeah, I've heard these theories before, and I know a guy who's really into one of those characters you just mentioned. It's yet another legal land conspiracy theory, and I have to ask, my requisite question I have to ask is, have you actually tried any of this stuff, Nick, or is it just things that you've been researching?
No, on a limited basis, I've called in the past, and I mentioned about reserving all rights without prejudice, UCC 1-308. Well, that's right out of their statutory code book. And in every state, it's been adopted. So in Michigan, it's called the MCL.
That didn't answer my question.
Right. Does that mean did you sign documents using, some symbols after it? Or, how have you used it?
Okay. On a driver's license. So when I got pulled over several times, mm-hmm. and, I give them the license, and I say, pay special attention to this uniform commercial code remedy. And he looks at me, what do you mean? So I explained it to him. I said, this is a coerced, under threat of penalties, incarceration fine. It's a fraudulent, unconscionable contract, and according to UCC, I'm here notifying you that I have this remedy right out of the code book, and I can actually prosecute you for, intimidating me.
What does the cop say in response to that?
Well,
license and registration.
Every time. Now, there was a time when I didn't have my license with me, okay? And they impounded the car, okay? But every time that I had the license, they just handed it back to me. Oh, they asked me, are you a law student? Or no, are you a lawyer? I said, I'm a student of the law. Okay, here, have a good day.
Mm-hmm.
Probably just too much trouble.
Yeah, they might have been. It might have been that you were just, they knew that you'd be a hassle to deal with, not that that particular technique actually has any effect in court. But it's an interesting claim, Nick. Here's what I'd recommend that you do is try to get that on video next time. That way you can actually put it out there, because there's so many people who have these claims about these legal conspiracy theories, which, if you just write UCC 203 or whatever on, when you sign things, then that'll somehow get the government to leave you alone. And here's what I'd like you to do. I'm going to put you on hold here for a moment. I'm going to have the board operator pick up. and they've got a message to deliver to you, Nick. I'm doing some technical stuff in the background, and I think Nick might be able to help us with that because the phone quality's been somewhat of an issue recently, so I'm hoping to try to nail that down. Your thoughts on the whole Legal Land conspiracy stuff, Rich Paul? Do you think that you could have written some magic words and gotten out of those criminal charges that you spent time in jail for?
I don't think so, and I think that there, if that sort of thing worked, where there were magic words that you could say to the judges that would get you out of these things, then judges like Judge Napolitano would have to know that, because he sat on the bench and he would have had to know to respond to these keywords. And he's somebody who I find very credible, and he's written about constitutional chaos going on in this country, and I think if that was going on, he would have written about it. And I said, oh, and by the way, they told me if somebody said this magic gibberish that I had to cut him loose. You know, I think he would have made that public so that people could do it.
I think that's a really good point and hasn't been brought up on Free Talk Live in the past.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen, Ian, you've tried to use some of these systems, just sort of tried to use them, and I've watched them roll right over you, give you 90 days criminal contempt.
Yeah, but I didn't sign UCC 1-308.
Well, there's always something.
Well, that's the thing. Every faith-based system has this thing where you didn't truly believe.
Right. You didn't
that,
do it the right way. You didn't do
it
incantation.
Right way. And it's like, what I want to see is video of people doing this successfully.
Right. I want everybody.
I want to see people walk out of the courtroom with serious charges. And when I can see somebody do that, then I will say that clearly you know what you're talking about. Talking about,
absolutely.
And I want to see what
it has to be replicatable.
On.
I mean, it's not something that you can just do one or two times. It's awesome. Yeah. When, look, I don't begrudge anybody getting out of some spurious charges and government funding bullcrap. I don't begrudge them that, and I want the best for them. I just want a system that works. And many times
and
people report
predictably.
Report these systems to work, and then they have no evidence that they do. That's what we have, you know, always grown up to know as a charlatan. Now, I'm not claiming the caller is.
So I hope that whoever's making these claims will come up to Keene, New Hampshire, perform an act of civil disobedience, get arrested for it, and beat the charges and let us see how you did it.
The invitation is open to anyone who has these theories. You come to Keene, New Hampshire, and you do that, I guarantee you we'll have a camera in that court to observe everything. Let's go to James. He's in Arizona via Skype. Hello, James.
Yeah, speaking of videos and faith-based charlatans, I would love to ask Will this question if you have Monaghan. But since I looked all over the internet about what he said, he was let out of a church at gunpoint, he and his faith-based friends last night.
No, I think
so he was talking about folks in Oklahoma. He's not in Oklahoma.
Well, he wasn't there. Forgive me. His friends were. But I didn't catch that video, but I did see the Oklahoma news reports of one of the people that did get kicked out. And I can guarantee you, if that woman knocked on my door on Halloween.
We are out of time. More coming up tomorrow. See you.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
I'm Chuck Woolery. You know, I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I really don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream. It's an arthritis pain relief cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn. It isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee, so you can use a whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt that you'll send it back. You know, the stuff really works. Get Australian Dream at Walgreens, CVS, or Walmart. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial.
For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.